Jesse, how does it feel to be a Wildcat still again?
Oh, relief. It feels great to be at this club for the next 3 years. It's a huge relief and, you know, a privilege.
How close were you to signing somewhere else? Did you have some serious offers? And no, can you tell us where they're from?
No, look, I've been at this club for 5 years now, and me and the missus call it home pretty much. So there was never really any serious other offers, but, you know, it's just nice to be in Perth for another three.
In your negotiations, was the points system, did that work in your favour a lot in terms of the fact that you were getting a reduced amount of points and that would help the club a lot?
Oh, look, I think I've been here 5 years, so I got a loyalty discount of 2, I think. We appealed my decision anyway, so I reduced it by another 1, so it wasn't a huge factor, I don't think.
Is it not only the team but also lifestyle that keeps you here, Jess? Because I mean Sean's behind us now. You have been playing behind Sean, and probably in any other team you'd play in a starting five.
No, look, it's the guys. I mean, I played with Sean and Damo for 5 years now. So some of the other guys like Maddie and Greg for some time too. And it's the best job in the world where you can come to work and just hang out with mates. I mean, it's perfect. So yeah, it is lifestyle.
Was it any consideration though if you're a starter in another team, it gives you a chance to be maybe a boomer, or at least in Andre's eyes, of, you know, getting a chance to play for Australia?
Oh, look, it's not all about starting. You know, we've had quite a bit of success here. You know, and me and Sean share that role, and, you know, I'm happy with that. We've had success, and as I said, it's the mateship as well.
Does future success play a pretty big role? If you keep this team together, you're going to have a good crack at it.
Yeah, sure. Look, I think, you know, past five winners in NBL Championship, they've all had some stability. So hopefully we can keep them there.
Does extra money mean you can buy some scissors and maybe trim the hair?
Who said there was extra money? No, I'm keeping the hair.
How much does the atmosphere, I mean, play a part? Because, you know, not many people get to play in front of 10, 11,000 every game.
Yeah, look, as I said, it was a mateship as well, but at the end of the day, this is probably the most professional club and obviously the most successful club in NBL as well. You know, we average the most fans, so again, that's another factor.
Have you thought about how long you'll end up playing for?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? Baby steps right now. Another 3 years, and I'll see how the body goes.
Where's Damo at? It's probably more a question for Damo, but you're pretty good mates with him. Are you pretty confident he'll stay on board?
Oh, look, I hope he does. You know, I've chatted with him, and he's got a lot to weigh up. But as I said, hopefully, you know, the fact that he's good lifestyle over here and the mateship, hopefully they'll keep him around.
Pretty important player, isn't he, to the makeup of the team? You've seen it probably over the last 3 years.
Mate, he's huge. When he plays well, we normally win, and that's the bottom line. He was a great leader this year, and as I said, when he plays well, we normally win.
It seems like the priority has been to sign the guys who have been here the longest first. Is that something that's impressed you in this process?
Yeah, look, as I said, you know, you look at the last five winners of an NBL Championship, and they've all had a core and some stability. So I guess Perth's trying to stick with that.